kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Ang mga serbisyo sa pangangalaga ng bata o child care ay may mahalagang papel sa pag-unlad ng mga chikiting. Ngayong umaga sa Usapang Parental, ibinahagi ng childhood educator na si Lori Innumerable ang mga benepisyo ng dekalidad na child care.
Before I became a parent, parang may fear akong iiwan yung anak ko sa iba, di ba? But then here in Australia, kailangan, kasi especially if you're a working mom. So I know that there are benefits to it. Kasi talking to my friends na kwento din nila na maganda ipasok mo yung anak mo sa childcare kasi nga marami din silang matututunan. So coming from you, ano yung mga benepisyo na makukuha ng mga bata kapag naipasok sila sa childcare para maibsan din yung mga worry ng mga first-time mom or new mom?
Yes, of course, I do understand. I always see that. I have a lot of clients na first-time mom sila and natatakot sila na ipasok. Iiwanan na lang basta yung mga bata sa care ng ibang tao, no? There are many articles, ang daming resources online wherein as a new parent, I can lead you to all these resources. Pero siguro kung mag-re-recommend ako sa inyo for your understanding on the impact of a child na bibigyan na opportunity na makipaglaro sa ibang bata, tsaka to be surrounded by a stimulating environment, na teaching environment with teachers who know how to facilitate play. Siguro i-direct ko kayo dun sa website ng Harvard University, ang tawag sa kanya Center on the Developing Child, kasi dun nila pinopromote ang brain, brain growth through play. So dito nila parang binibigyan ng awareness ang mga readers nila, mga tao, na ang brain architecture from 0 to 6, sobrang rapid. So a child's brain from 0 to 6 daw, sobrang rapid ang development ng mga neural connections, synapses. And para maging, para ma-optimize yung brain architecture ng isang bata, they need peer-to-peer relationships and peer-to-peer play. Kasi iba talaga maglaro ang mga bata when they are just themselves. Kasi usually parang sa atin kasi, okay, may lola, may lolo na pwedeng iwanan ng bata, lalaruin nila yung apo nila. Iba pa rin talaga pag nakikita mo na bata sa bata naglalaro kasi they learn how to problem solve. A child as little as one or even before one, you can see the connection between peers. Yung nag-share sila, nagagana. So that's what Harvard is talking about na science-based, na talagang stimulated ang utak nila, which helps in their holistic development. Lalo na dito, very targeted ang early years and learning framework natin into the holistic development of a child. So, nandiyan yung social, emotional, you know, problem-solving skills. Very early on, natuturo talaga ang life skills sa mga bata. So, yun yung, I guess, ang number one na makakontribute ng mga child care centers sa development ng bata is that peer-to-peer type of interaction na meaningful and then pina-facilitate pa ng mga well-trained teachers and educators na hindi ito maipu-provide sa bahay lang. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, of course, I understand why iba sa bahay, but yeah, I guess yan yung importance maintindihan na kailangan ma-expose ng mga bata sa ibang bata, whether dalhin nyo sa library or kung saan, kung talagang stay-at-home mom lang kayo. Pero nandun kasi yung science behind yung the brain development or brain architecture of a child. So that's how it works.
Okay, it's really good to know. And ano din yung mga tinuturo ng mga child care educators sa classroom setting?
Okay, dito kasi very different, no, sa nakagawian natin sa Pilipinas and Asian cultures, I would say. Dito, very much play-based ang program ng mga childcare centers. So, maraming activities, no, iba-iba. Again, sinabi ko na ang early years learning framework ay isang holistic guidelines for us kung ano ang ipoprovide naming learning experiences para sa mga bata. So tinatarget dito lahat, social, emotional, and the cognitive areas of numeracy, literacy. So through play, Claudette, and meaningful interactions with peers and the teachers, and also the environment. Sabi nga nila, the environment is the third teacher, sabi sa Reggio Emilia approach. Nagkakaroon ng incidental learning na rin ng early numeracy and literacy skills. Pero really, ang focus talaga ng early years learning framework is not so much on the rote learning or the numeracy and literacy, but it's really establishing that good foundation for each child on the social and emotional aspect of their learning. Kasi once na solidify yon yung pagiging social and emotional well adapted nila, the other areas of their learning will easily follow. Kasi magiging confident sila to become active participants sa learning nila. So kung may mga parents dyan who play so much importance sa mga, you know, early numeracy and literacy skills, like knowing the colors, shapes, and letters and numbers, makikita nyo, they will come easily. But on the, again, on the basis or on the foundation of the social and emotional learning of the child.
Mahalaga pala talaga yung emotional at social skills ng mga bata. More than that, susunod na lang yung ibang mga bagay.
Okay. Incidental na lang yon. Magugulat ka. Eventually, they will learn all these things. Pero talaga ang gusto naming makita sa isang bata, masayahin, well-adapted, well-adjusted, kayang, alam mo yun, to move around confidently in an environment. Sa una, medyo mahirap para sa lahat, sa bata, sa magulang, and even sa educators dun sa stage na initially, nakikilalan lang pa lang sila. Pero you will soon see kung tama ang interaction ng, and attention given by the educators to the children. Makikita mo nagpa-flourish sila. So it's good. It's very fulfilling to see.
Yeah, and that's what we want as a parent.
And yes, of course. Yes.
Mula sa pagpapaunlad ng social at emotional skills at pagsuporta sa mga nagtatrabahong magulang, ang dekalidad na pangangalaga ay naiuugnay sa holistic growth ng isang bata at isang matatag na pamilya. Buhay magulang ay mas gagaan kung may tamang gabay. Para sa Usapang Parental, ako si Claudette Centeno.
Usapang Parental. Usapang Parental.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.